Welcome back to Sefer Daniel. It's time for Nachwe Perek Yud Aleph, and this is the second last perek of Sefer Daniel. There is a massive account of future history, what will happen at the end of days, battles, king of the north, king of the south. It is so cryptic, and different opinions as to what on earth is being referred to. So let's list some of them. Rashi says that the events are the fall of the Greek Empire, a lot about Hanukkah, the Romans, Christianity, and widespread persecution. Rav Sadegan says, no, it's the empire of Yavon, then it's the empire of Rome, then it's the empire of Yishmael being referred to. The Abarbanel and Malbim, they lived a little bit later, perhaps, I don't know, benefit of hindsight, I'm not sure. They hold that this is talking about the rise of Christianity and Islam. That's what a word Perek is discussing. Nevertheless, the vision takes place in the first year of Daryavesh of Madai. Remember, the Bavel Empire had fallen, and the reign of the empires of Paras and Madai are just beginning. It's important to just understand each goddess has their own flavor. Rav Dessler says it's not for no purpose, it's not fluke that we were exiled with certain galus. In fact, he says there was something to learn from each goddess, something to gain before we welcome in the final gula.